Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, I was looking at The Athletic. And it's that time of year. You know what time of year that is, Lopez?
What time of year is that?
List time.
It's list season.
It's list season, baby. Yeah. Like, hey, man, you know, we kind of need to make some things shake. List season actually pops up again when you get a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you get to this place where you're like, hey, we need stuff. But you are very much in list season. And I saw this list and I found it interesting because I think, you know, both of us are, actually all three of us. I don't want to leave you out, Figgy. I know you rock with your OH. There you go. But college football, we're very much college football heads. And I saw this college football list and I was like, man, I just kind of want to look at it, right? Who are the top 25 college football players of the 2000 or since 2000,
since
right?
2000 is key.
And so, yeah, don't get in here talking about, you know, Charlie Ward, what have you. Like, he's not going to be
Sims.
On here. It's not going to show up here. But I think that for me, it brought up a more interesting question because the man at the top of this is the one that I would agree. In fact, I've had arguments about it, and I'll start here. You've seen it, but who would you argue is?
No, I'm not looking at it.
All right. So
I like to do this
off the top.
Off the top.
Very good.
When you come in with these things.
Who would you argue is the best college football player since the year 2000? Because I think that there's two answers that people typically go with, and I think one is correct in my opinion.
I would say either Tim Tebow or Cam.
Those are the two that come up.
Yeah,
where do you lean?
Tim Tebow.
I lean Cam Newton.
Okay.
And I think that they exhibit one of the big questions that I think, at least in this conversation, which is, what do you value most when comparing players' careers? And, of course, college is a little different because the career isn't as long. Like, mm-hmm. if we're talking about the NFL where guys can range from anywhere, especially when you're talking about comparison. I don't know how many times guys are like, hey, the 3 years of his career. But anywhere from maybe like a 5-6 year career to maybe a 14, 15-year career. And sometimes you're finding instances where you're comparing these guys. And I'm always intrigued on what portions people value the most because I think – that shows up the very most with Cam Newton, where he had obviously bounced around a little bit. You know, went to Florida, went to Blinn College, won a national championship at the JUCO level. But then he went to Auburn and he had one incredible, phenomenal season. Where if you go back, you look at that Auburn team on that season, that the 10 season was a 9 season. Where you go back, you look at it, there are not dudes that made it to the NFL. Like, there just aren't NFL players on that roster.
Yeah.
And I mean, we can also talk about how the coach is not really a great one. Mm-hmm. And it was just, by the strength of Cam freaking Newton, this thing got done. That is incredible peak.
One, at least three games they probably should have lost because of him.
And then you compare that now to Tim Tebow, who is a dude who you're looking at the entire birth of his career. Like he had a level of longevity that, of course, has now been surpassed by dudes being able to play 7 years. But like he had a level of longevity. He played at a high level for all those. But I don't know that you necessarily get to the same place where you go, that peak was the same. And I do wonder, like, how do you balance those things when you're comparing players? What is the thing that matters most to you?
Two things, all right? When I'm looking at the greatest college players, and in this case for since 2000, you have to make yourself ignore everything else and just focus on what they did in college. Too many people say, well, you know, he didn't become a blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't care. Well, what was he in college? In that system, in that style, carrying a team or whatever. And then the other thing I look at is kind of what you're alluding to there, someone who was just like so, a man among boys is how I put it. Like, even at the – because the college level, clearly there's some great athletes, whether they play in the NFL or not. You know, there are some great, especially in the high divisions, high conferences, some great players. So I look at only what he did in college. Forget everything else. It doesn't matter.
Y'all hear this, saying Johnny Manziel. It looked like you teeing it up for it.
He's one of those guys.
No, look.
It looked like you talking about.
There's four. I just said Tim. I'll put them in order. Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, Vince Young, Johnny Manziel.
Oh, one of these things is not like the other.
How so?
Cam Newton? Cam Newton in the NFL was damn good.
No. I'm saying when I look at players in their, I look at only their college careers. When I rank college players, looking at, forget what they did in the NFL.
And by the way, I do, because
what Cam Newton did in the NFL. That's how I look at it.
It shouldn't matter if you talk about college.
It doesn't matter whether he was a Hall of Famer in the NFL or Johnny Manziel.
No, I 100% agree with that point.
That's why my ranking, my top four would be Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, Vince Young, Johnny Manziel. Because, as I said in the second part, the second way I look at it, in college, those four dudes, they were men among boys. They were just men among boys.
I think that there's a few more men among boys that we might be missing here, which is fine.
That's my list.
No, I hear you. Yeah. And I'm not saying
my
that.
My opinion.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking that away from you at all. I did want to point out that this athletic list, I think that they did suffer from one of the things you're talking about, which is you look at the guys and you let seep in, you know, guys who, you know, their NFL career.
Shouldn't matter.
Because, like, number 25 of this 25 best players since 2000 in college football. Quentin Nelson, guard at Notre Dame. What are we doing here? Right? In 25 years of college football that we're doing there.
Yeah.
I can name more than 25 guys that immediately just jump out as that dude, like him or what have you, however you want to determine. Before I get to, well, you know, Quentin Nelson was a mauler. I'm not getting there. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it takes to have a college offensive lineman on this list.
No, that's why you're right. They let that seep in, and you really should not. Because the question is college. The question is not player or NFL or legacy. It's college.
Especially because I think I love the concept of college football player who was just like a great college guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this guy's a little awkward to me because even it took me a while for me to get to a place where I was like, okay, I guess he's just a great college quarterback and I have to deal with that, which is Stetson Bennett at Georgia. Mm-hmm. Where I looked at him, I was just like, I don't really think that he's like that good, but you keep looking up and he's like, he's making these plays.
Yeah.
And so there's guys like that that continue to pop up for me. So on this list, again, I told you that they have that kind of bias. I didn't mention Cam Newton is number one on this list, which I do agree with. Reggie Bush comes in at two, and Reggie Bush is absolutely one
of
those guys.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's the first one I thought about.
Yeah,
Reggie was one of those.
I would probably put Reggie number one for me.
Man among boys.
Yeah.
And Ndamukong Suh popped up here, and Ndamukong Suh at Notre Dame.
No, he's a monster.
Notre Dame at Nebraska rather.
Yeah.
Was a problem.
He was a monster.
He absolutely was.
Yeah.
And then this is where I think that we start getting into this interesting place where Joe Burrow was incredible in that 2019 season. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. And I mean, they will cite these yards and or these stats here that happened like that. This is where we come back to how do you feel about
who are his receivers?
That height. That's interesting. How do you then also term that like a player and what they were surrounded by? Because
I'm not saying he stinks by any stretch.
No, but I mean, you were dealing with Jamar Chase. You were also dealing with
Justin Jefferson.
Am I going to? Was it too early? Landry had to be earlier than that.
Yeah.
Some of those guys, right? How much do you factor in the supporting cast of what's there as well, right? Because I know that's one of those conversations that happens. In some ways, at the NFL level, I know my mom loves doing this, and I think my mom has gotten wind that I talk about this often, and she doesn't really love it. But she loves holding court and talking about how Troy Aikman wasn't that good because he was part of triplets. Like, well, Emmitt Smith was carrying all that, and then he would just throw it up to Mike. She loves it. At least once every Thanksgiving, right? Because the Cowboys are on, she'll break that one out. She'll hold court, right? How much do you then factor that in? Because you mentioned that with Joe Burrow, and does that then put you up in a place where, you know, someone like Joe Burrow, how does he compare then to like a Lamar Jackson playing at Louisville?
He would be my number four or five.
You'd put him above Joe Burrow off of the strength of the supporting cast.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Joe Burrow, I think honestly, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I felt like he had that one season.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, it was a legendary season to me.
Yeah, so that 2019 was a monster.
Yeah, it was. I
got it, man.
Yeah, I would put that against a lot of people, but it was just that one season.
Yeah.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. So there's guys like that. The text line coming in with Vince Young. Like, how do you feel about someone like Vince Young? Yeah. Someone mentioned Scott Frost, which I'm trying to recall when he was playing, and he should be in that space.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tyrann Mathieu, Travis Hunter, right? Like, how do you mention? Also, how do you then value? I guess
Travis Hunter's up there.
Novelty question mark? Because I don't want to make it sound
impact,
like
a man among boys,
right?
You know, and playing for a team like that.
Yeah, Colorado.
Like, yeah.
And then also the question that I add in is like, how does then folk legend add in here? Because one of these names came up, and I'm like, I love him. And this is from the 832. They said, y'all forgetting, and I'm like, I ain't forgetting nothing here. Percy Harvin and Tavon Austin. Oh boy, if there was a timer that showed up above my head of how much time I've spent watching Percy Harvin and Tavon Austin clips on YouTube, it would be unsightly. Like, it would not be, I'd be ashamed of what it was. But I think that also matters to some degree, even if those guys aren't going to show up in the same way as, you know, the maybe some of the guys that you end up talking about as your top 25.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu.
100%.
Somebody texted that. That dude.
Nah, he was a beast.
In college. Like, you again, forget what he did in the just in college.
And you know somebody a beast if they pop up on your radar and you ain't even following them. I mean, a lot of people's looking at LSU all that stuff, but the first person that came to my mind as far as defense was Sean Taylor. Rest in peace.
Sean Taylor came up on this list for sure. All right, so if you were in Javion Clowney, right? This is one of those ones where you gotta be careful to not let
that was one play.
But that's the thing. And that's where I was like, how do you rank these? And for me, I think I probably go like peak, right? Just peak. Where were you at the top of the sport, right? Did you have one of them years, right?
No.
Where you were just that dude. Then I think I will consider some level of like longevity if you were able to be that somewhat of that level for a long period of time. Then at that point, I think third, I put like folk legend, right? And then maybe at fourth, I think I start considering what did you have around you.
Yeah.
But man, I am very fond of. Because I think college is very much that type of sport where it's very anecdotal, it's very folksy, it has that kind of feel. Where, man, that crazy hit that Jadeveon Clowney landed, that's enough for me, man. That's
that
enough.
That
is enough for that legend to show up, right? Like, Vince Young floating on air to win a Rose Bowl is, not to say that it's alone, but that is enough, right? Like, these are the things that I think make college special is those kind of moments. So I think those matter. And if I had to rank, for me, the things that I find important, or it's kind of, would you agree? Would you disagree?
Well, I you know, however you rank it, my parameters, I just stated them. I just feel, you know, if you're just looking at college and he was a man among boys, that separates him. That separates him.
Bro,
that's VY, that's Cam, that's Tebow, that's Manziel, that's Mathieu, that's, you know, those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. From the 832, bro had that cold ass photo with the cigar, the aura has to add up to something. That's fair. Yeah. Someone mentioned Maurice Claret, and this is where it's 25 cents 2000.
Yeah, that was.
I think that might be.
Was that like 99?
Yeah, that might be on the cusp.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the big miss here, and I want to make sure that I'm right on my dates here to make sure that I get this the proper way here. And I might be. Yeah, I think we're in that space. Yeah, we're definitely in that space. This list, this is my biggest omission possible.
Mm-hmm.
This list does not include one of the craziest specimen that I've ever seen in college football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.